Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting second. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lloyd Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lloyd Brown. And now, play ball. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knickerbocker for the out. Galatzer moves to third. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Galatzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Galatzer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Sorrell now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trotsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick is walked intentionally. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Vosmick scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Brown moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hughes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hughes moves to third. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rogel strikes out. two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roxy Lawson now pitching. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hughes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Galatzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.